This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 years of radio presence, we're going to say, often imitated, but never duplicated. And yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Straight up, we're going to talk boxing and MMA, mainly boxing because there's more boxing news going on as far as MMA is concerned. Of course, the UFC is rocking and rolling December the 8th. We'll talk about that main event in depth later in the show. Of course, we'll talk about Max Holloway defending and probably losing the featherweight championship against the undefeated, the incredible athlete, the man I think that's going to take over the world, the mixed martial arts by storm. His name is Brian Ortega. I kid you not. Max Holloway, Brian Ortega, the main event, UFC 232, I believe, December the 8th, of course, coming to you from Canada. We have open phone lines all around the planet talking boxing and MMA this hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. A slew of upcoming fights, of course, next week. Boxing, it just happening. I mean, Vasyl Lomachenko is going to be fighting Jose Pedraza. Vasyl Lomachenko, what can I say? And Isaac Lobo. We're talking about him. Isaac Dogbo. Of course, the IBF, take it back, the WBO 130-pound champion. Good-looking fighter taking on Emmanuel Navarrete. We'll talk about that in depth, of course. We'll also talk about the heavyweight division and where it stands right now. Of course, post, baby, the draw. Remember I said nobody's O can go? And somebody's O had to go last night. That's what I was trying to say. It had to happen. It had to happen. There's no fight way this fight was going 12 rounds. Johnny Six said there's no way this fight was going 7 rounds. What happens? It goes 12 rounds. Almost didn't go 12, but it went 12. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is your longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And and we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins, but long story short, she got an awesome loan, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Before we get things started here, I'm bringing Johnny Sig. I want to answer a couple of texts. Straight up, somebody says, you know, Pedro, I listened last week. You didn't mention one word about Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell. Think about that. I didn't mention one word about it. Straight up, let's bring in Johnny Signorella, of course, our Las Vegas ace. John, of course, everybody's still buzzing over last night's fight and, of course, the scores. But the mere fact that the wrong guy didn't win, that's a bit of a consolation, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I was thinking about what Tyson Fury did last night. It was a metaphor, getting off that canvas in the 12th round. I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it. Everything that he went through in the past year and a half with drug addiction, battling mental illness, you know, it almost seemed like he just woke up after, you know, Wilder hit him and he was down for about 4 or 5 seconds. He just woke up, got galvanized, and said, you know what? I beat all this stuff the past year and a half. I am not going to lay down on my back right now. And you know what, Pete? Is it weird that I could listen to Tyson Fury talk all day? Like, what a great soundbite he is. Always was, but that class that he showed last night, you know, and saying, I'll let the public decide. I think Deontay Wilder's a champion. This is what we need in boxing. Even if the scoring was controversial, this was a good night for the fight game.
Okay, and we'll get to Deontay Wilder's spot, his post-fight spot in the next break. But I've got to tell you, I didn't hear Deontay Wilder saying he won the fight. I sort of heard Deontay Wilder talk about his shortcomings.
Well, he's got to know that he missed a lot of punches, a lot of punches in that fight. And I love how Tyson Fury mentioned that if it was Joshua or someone else, you know, he had to give Deontay respect. But, you know, Tyson Fury's movement is unreal at 6'9" in the heavyweight division at 250 pounds. I didn't think he could evade all those shots all night long. But, man, he did a hell of a job in doing so.
Well, maybe a record of 40-0 going into this and 39 knockouts, maybe that record's a bit, maybe it's time to take a better look at that record. I mean, because I looked at Luis Ortiz last night, of course, he was the winner in the 10th round stoppage over a journeyman type of fighter. I guess that's the best way to put it. But, you know, I didn't get goosebumps over that. I don't get goosebumps over Ortiz. Ever since Ortiz got off the steroids, he doesn't look super anymore.
I like where you went with that. I was thinking the same thing, and the people that I had over my house, I was saying the same thing to them about Ortiz just doesn't look like the same fiery guy that he used to look like, right? So he might have been humbled by, you know, getting burned by, you know, Deontay Wilder in a previous fight. But at the same time, I just think that, I think that Ortiz, you know, I hate to say it, dude, But I think, you know, without steroids, I don't think he's as effective.
A good point. Vasily Lomachenko going with Jose Pedraza next week. Who's going to be carrying that? ESPN, the app?
I think we're on regular ESPN for that one, which is wise to do because they've got to build the brand of Lomachenko. I mean, he's becoming somewhat of a household name, but they still got to build that brand. Pedraza is an okay opponent. Only lost to Gervonta Davis, and that's the only fight I believe that Pedraza lost. But here's what's up, too. I like the undercard. Isaac Dogbe. Love this kid. Great personality. Up-and-coming kid at Junior Feather. He's fighting for, he's defending his WBO title, I should say.
Yeah,
and then we
yeah.
also have Teofimo Lopez on that card, who I think is a great prospect. Probably my prospect of the year. He campaigns at lightweight. So overall, not a bad card, especially for December 8th. When have you ever seen so much boxing in the month of December?
Good point. Dogbo, the WBO 122-pound title over super bantamweight, defending against once-beaten Emmanuel Navarrete. I think he's 26 or 27-1. Some other fights, Kell Brook taking on Michael Zarafa. Kell Brook, if ever there was a guy I didn't want to box anymore, it's Kell Brook. I don't want to see him in 10 years from now sitting in a wheelchair.
Well, he made some mistakes, especially going up and taking on Triple G, who broke his face. And then he went back down in weight and took on Earl Spence. Earl Spence also broke his face, you know. So, I mean, at this point in time, he's damaged goods, man. I don't want to see him moving forward because I think there's going to be serious risk here of injury. Especially, you know, he's going to campaign at 154. What a weight class is 154, man. You got Charlo there, Jaime Munguia there, Jared Hurd, who we saw last night, is also there.
That is pretty scary. Speaking of Jared Hurd last night, he fought. I brought up Jason Wellborn's record to Larry Merchant, the fact that he had lost to a guy that was 896 or some crap like that. And Larry just rolled right through it, man. Larry goes, look, he was just another British stiff brought over here, blah, blah, blah.
The kid fought hard. You know, Wellborn was down 24-7 with 7 KOs. But the point we're making here is that back in 2006, I got to bring this up, he lost 2016. To a, I'm sorry, 2016, my bad. He lost to a guy that was 1896 and 8 with 5 KOs at the time, okay? But now that same said guy that Wellborn lost to has over 125 professional career losses. Isn't it time, if you're that guy that's got 125, about like 25 losses in, maybe get a job at like, you know, Target?
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to explain to you the business of boxing, son. I'm going to explain it to you, and don't take that disrespectfully. Boxing is not built so much on winners as it is on losers. Because in order to have an Oscar De La Hoya go 25-0, 28-0, a Lennox Lewis go to 33-0, Mike Tyson go to 20, you've got to have 27 guys that he's beaten. So you've got to have 27 guys that are going to take a loss. You've got to have 27 losers, per se, okay, in order to build somebody into a superstar. Now, opponents like Bruce the Mouse Strauss, I told you about that guy before, and he had over 150 fights, and his record was a winning record. It was better than most guys that were journeymen like that. But he told me if a fight was uncompetitive, he just found a nice way out. That was the way he put it to me, a nice way out. And he would fight sometimes, you know, twice in 24 hours, like fight one night in one state and go to another state and fight the next night and lose both nights, but not get knocked out and not get hurt. You know, this is the point of these guys. These guys that have all this incredible testicular fortitude, it's not good for them in boxing, per se, if you're an opponent. If you're an opponent, you know how to fight. You know when it's time to get out of there. You can make a living doing that. You hear what I'm saying, Johnny? In other words, you don't get knocked out. You fight 8 or 10 times a year, and maybe you get $2,000 a pop. Maybe, you know, see what I'm saying? So that's 20, 25, 25 grand.
That's what's up. I mean, you need to prop opponents. These guys need to eat, too. And, you know, 100%, every single fighter you're going to face as a guy that's up and coming, like you mentioned, De La Hoya as a reference, you know, you're not going to fight a Felix Trinidad every single time or Fernando Vargas or Chavez every single time. So these guys need to exist for a reason. They're there to entertain. They're also there to build records and help a fighter along his journey establish his greatness.
Exactly. And you know what? You've got to go rounds in order to learn the business. I mean, as far as your fighter is concerned, whether you're an amateur or you're a pro, you've got to get rounds in your belt to know what it's like. You know, one guy that doesn't spar, and I brought this up for a second, is the former UFC lightweight champion, Tony Ferguson. He doesn't do any sparring at all. And it makes a whole lot of sense as far as mixed martial arts is concerned, because I wouldn't want anybody kicking me in the head or hitting me with elbows during sparring, would you?
No, not at all. I mean, long term, that's going to benefit, you know, because you're going to have a clearer head. Now, I understand, like, practicing, you know, getting the experience and, like you were talking about, you know, muscle memory is important in this thing. But you also want to have a memory. You don't want to take too many shots to the head where you don't remember anything. So I think that physical training is important. Light sparring, you know, obviously in boxing, sparring is very, very important. But you got to really, you know, calculate how many rounds you're investing, how many rounds you're investing in your professional career, your amateur career. Look at the amateurs in boxing. How many fights do you fight as an amateur, man? Like, some guys fight 400 fights before getting to the professional ranks. Then they have a 40-fight, you know, career, and they also do sparring. That's a lot of rounds, man.
Well, you know, I'm of the opinion a lot of the damage that Muhammad Ali took was in the gym, especially after the comeback. Of course, coming back after the 1967 exile. Of course, in 1970, he came back to fight Jerry Corey. But by the time he fought Joe Frazier in 1971, I told you that story. Yank Durham went to Herbert Muhammad, who was Ali's manager, and said to him, "You don't take the fight in March. We're going to fight this other guy named Foreman, maybe. We'll fight this Foreman kid. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do that. But we're not going to give you a fight for a year or 2 years." They went back to Ali. Ali bit the bluff. Ali took it. Ali wasn't ready for that. And, you know, Ali lost by a hair. But, Johnny, you know, Larry Merchant and I are of the minority here. When we scored the fight initially, we thought Muhammad Ali won, even though he got knocked down in the 15th and got rattled in the 11th. Isn't that weird?
Yes, it is. And let's go back real quick to that Foreman fight. You know, even though Ali won that fight, he took a lot of punishment in doing so,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's one that accumulated. Yeah, he took a lot of punishment there, man. You know,
that was like a walking concussion. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, talking mixed martial arts and boxing. Johnny Sigg is in the house. We'll still hear from Tyson Fury sometime in the show. And, of course, I'll bring in a special segment on Steph Curry. Why am I bringing this in here? Because Steph Curry is such a class act, folks. We talk about the best player in all of the NBA, straight up Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors, will be featured on the MMA Hour Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, wow. It was a clash between 468 pounds. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, of course. And now Tyson Fury, that's what he weighed about a year ago. No, Tyson Fury, when you combined his weight with Deontay Wilder, it came to 468, one at 212, one at 256. Of course, coming in here with a 6'7 height, that was Wilder. Coming in at 6'9 was Tyson Fury. The bottom line is somebody's O had to go. That's what I kept saying. Somebody's O had to go. Well, the bottom line is nobody's O went, except I think the stock of Deontay Wilder might have dropped just slightly, even though he pulled off that almost miraculous ending in the 12th round. Anyway, let's just hear it in Deontay's own words.
Just want to say thank you guys for coming out. Thank you for waiting on me again. I always have y'all guys waiting. You know, I'll be slow motion back there because, man, when we put our life on the line in the ring, you know, we got to sit back and thank God that we made it out of the ring. You know, it's this boxing, man, it's life or death in there at times. At least that's what you feel like. And getting hit in the head is definitely not cool. So when you can get out and go back and see your family is always a blessing. So, you know, we here, though. What amazing fight, though. What amazing fight. You know, one thing I'm happy about, because I got a lot of questions that I ask myself, you know, but one thing I'm happy about that this fight lived up to the hype. You know, many times we've seen fights being promoted, and they talk a good game. You know, they got the hype going, and then when you get in the fight, it's not as hype as the talking was. But in this fight, it actually was. You know, we did a great promotion. I think we both did a great promotion. Promoting the fight, and the fight lived up to it, you know. I don't know how he got up, though. And I don't know why they ain't started to count earlier, you know. But we don't make no mistakes. I mean, we don't make no excuses. I started overthrowing my right hand because I really wanted to get him out of there. You know, and start overshooting. It felt like he had baby oil on him, too. He was slippery, you know. But all in all, I had a lot of fun. I had a great time, man. I hope y'all guys did as well. And y'all see me soon. Questions?
Deontay, over here. In the 12th round when you dropped him, you looked as though you were celebrating and you thought the fight was over. Was it hard for you to snap back into fight mode when he got up? Did it feel like your adrenaline was kind of out of your body,
man,
at that point?
I was like, you know what I'm saying? Because I really thought I had him out of there because I follow back. I hit him with the right hand and follow with the left hook. And, you know, everyone knows I got heavy hands and I hit hard. And I literally seen this man's eyes rolling in the back of his head. And I seen Jack on the ground with him, you know, checking him. I'm like, it's over, you know. You know, only God knows how he got back up, you know. But like I said, I have fun, though. I don't make excuses. I enjoy the moment and go back to my family. That's the main thing about it, like enjoying the moment, displaying my talent amongst the world, what God blessed me with, and then going back to my family, man. That's my happiest.
Deontay, to your right, congratulations on a great performance in there. Do you feel in some way vindicated with how you fought, you know, for the critics of you, and you've had many throughout your career, the fact that you came in and fought against an undefeated champion who had, you know, the claim to the linear heavyweight title, and you did what you did. Do you feel vindicated even though you didn't win the fight?
No, I mean, it was a great fight. You know, I don't want to take nothing away from the fight. You know, like I said, I got a few questions that I asked myself that's circulating around, you know, with the count. And, you know, I seen my man Joe Haynes, they got on him quick. He hit the ground, they started counting, you know what I mean? But Fury was laid out, and it's like they hesitated a little bit or whatever. But like I said, I take nothing from it. You know, we both going home happy, you know, and that's what it's all about, two fighters whooping each other ass and being able to hug each other at the end and tell each other we love each other. Although, you know, with the build-up to the fight, we just wanted to kill each other, you know what I mean? And that's the magic part about it, being able to go in there and beat each other up and then at the end and say, I love you, bro. You have a great day. I'll see you soon, you know.
Just to follow up, too, with one other question about the tactics. You said that, you know, you were getting overshooting on the right hand. Did you feel like you failed to go to the body enough? Like, if you had gone to the body, that might have opened the headshots for you?
Yeah, that was definitely the game plan as well, too, to go to the body a little bit more. But I got out of the game plan a little bit because I was trying to get him out of there. And I know when I try to get a guy out of there, it never happens. It never happened. I know that. That's a lesson I learned a long time ago, and I just resort back to it. I could never, you know, get out of there. I wanted to get him out. I guess it was just the building up to the fight, you know, just really just wanting to knock him out, you know, for the fans, first pay-per-view, just, you know, all that stuff take accountable. But like I said, I'm a man of few excuses. You know, I'm very happy with the performance. I'm happy with the outcome, and we live to see another day and do it again for you guys. You know, the fans win in this one. You know, this was a hell of a fight to really just determine who's the best in the heavyweight division. And the heavyweight division is just on fire right now. You know, I think this takes it even more farther to the top.
Deontay, quick question. One question for you and one question for Shelley Finkel. Deontay, after 36 minutes against Tyson Fury, you said he was very slippery. Mm-hmm. Do you think in a rematch he'll be easier to hit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll definitely be more easier for me to hit him because I'll be more patient, you know, and throwing my punches. You know, because when I replay, like when I was in a fight, I'm like, when I'm overshooting myself, I could feel it. It's like, When I was shooting the right hand, it ain't like he was ducking all the way down. It was like right here in the pocket. And I'm like, why am I not hitting? Why am I overshooting my punches? But like I said, I was too anxious. I wanted to really get him out of there. And I think my emotion got the best of me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I know. My emotions got the best of me wanting to just really get him out of there. And you know, some of the game plan went out the window. And I resorted to just trying to knock him out.
You know, it sounded to me like he was making excuses. Johnny said, did it sound like he was making excuses to you?
A little bit, but I do like the honesty. I think that he went out there and overshot his punches. You know, it's like he seemingly went out there looking for that knockout, like he was saying. And the thing is, we know this. We've seen this time and time again, that if a guy gets dropped in the first round, which didn't happen in this fight, but say, you know, when it does happen, what does the fighter do that drops that guy after the first round? The entire fight, he tries to chase him with the same shot. He gets knockout happy. He becomes a gunslinger, right? So you're just constantly chasing. You got to let the knockout come in this sport. And I think for Deontay, he overshot his shots. He believed in his power greatly, which he should. He's got tremendous power. But I think that he could have tried to set it up with a jab a little bit or read the trajectory of the head movement of Tyson Fury, which really was the story of this fight in terms of, I believe, Fury should have gotten the victory, Pete.
When is Clarissa Shields coming back? I'm just kidding.
She'll be back.
I'm just kidding. Go on. You're going to answer the question. Answer the question.
Oh, I know she's your favorite fighter in the world, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wait. All right. Here's what's up, John. I got a question for you. How come women MMA artists deliver and we want to tune in to watch that, and women's boxing, you like hold your nose?
Oof, that's a great question. I think there's more things to do in MMA than there is boxing, and women are, like, you know, naturally just more agile. You know, there's a lot of agility involved. You look at the women, like, gymnasts, the Olympic gymnasts that are out there. They do amazing things, and they do great things in MMA. And also, I think that they're out there to try to prove a point more so. I don't want to crap on women's boxing here, dude, but it just seems like these women in MMA have a little bit more passion. So if I had to answer that question in one word, I'd say passion.
I think it is passion. I think without a doubt, because, you know, the I tried to say this before, and every time a female fighter enters a cage or enters a ring, they are carrying the entire sport in the question mark of whether they belong or not into that. They're carrying that with them into the ring. So people are watching. And, you know, I mean, people will watch one woman's fight, and if it's terrible, they say to themselves, God, I never want to see anything like this before. Or they see a fighter like Christy Martin, who has some decent talents, was able to sell herself well, or you'll see a Riker, or maybe Layla Ali. But Clarissa Shields, anyway, HBO is going to come back with a final card. Is that next week?
Yeah, we got this Saturday coming up. Cecilia Brakus is in the main event. Female fighter, decent female fighter, unbeaten, undisputed. Yeah. Women's, I believe, welterweight champ that she is. And Chocolatito was supposed to be on that. I heard that he's not going to be there now, and that Juan Estrada stepping in. What a mess of a card. A weird way to go out for HBO. I mean, I don't mind a female headliner. I'm cool with that. But it just seems like a very whack card, you know. I think they should have went out with the Canelo and Triple G pay-per-view. They should have made a nice little, you know, announcement afterwards, because if you look at what they've done since then, it's really, there's no purpose to it.
Good point. Johnny Sigs, our guest, folks. Of course, the ace from Las Vegas. No doubt about that. 36 minutes past the hour. Approaching the network break. Of course, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have open phone lines. We've got one segment to go. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free no-commitment text line. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, the studio text line. 415-275-1613. You're listening to MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
No, I can't keep out of trouble. That's what keeps me going. Trouble, folks. No, and I don't have any lawyers that represent myself. I'm just joking. It's a fool who represents himself as an attorney. That's what I was trying to leave that. Anyway, the bottom line is the show is brought to you, of course, by the World Boxing Organization. Fresh off there 2 weeks ago, we were in Panama City, Panama. Of course, the home of Roberto Duran, the man with the hands of stone. I think the greatest fighter of all time. Mike Tyson thinks he's the greatest fighter of all time. Mike Tyson also thinks that, along with myself, that the best fight of all time was the first Leonard Duran fight, June 20th, 1980, went 15 rounds, man, and that was one hell of a clash. I mean, two guys at their peak, no doubt about it, Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran. So that's the subject for another day. Anyway, bottom line is WBO Boxing. Check out the transparency of the World Boxing Organization, how they do their purse bids, how they align fights, how fighters get rated, all that kind of good stuff. You can see it at WBOBoxing.com. Now, we switch gears and go back to Las Vegas. That, of course, Sin City, Las Vegas, the home of John Signorella. Johnny was originally a Jersey boy. Now he's living in Vegas. How long you been there now, 2 years?
Actually, five. Believe it or not, it will be 5 years in March, and I absolutely love the change. The West Coast vibe, man, it's beautiful out here. Laid back, and you know what? Property taxes are way less. There's no, taxes, tolls on the road, to pay to go here and go there, So it's just much more laid back, and I'm enjoying Vegas very much, Pete.
Do tolls on the road, I imagine that if I was a kid, that would have restricted my ability to move around.
Oh, it's tough, especially if you got to commute for a living. Like, say, for example, if you lived in Jersey and you try to go to New York, it's like $8 just across the bridge to get in after paying about $5. On the toll roads out there, on the parkway or the turnpike and whatnot. It just, everywhere you look, someone had their hand out, it's like you'd come home some nights and someone would just be in your living room with their hand out, trying to take money from you. It's like, that's how it was out there. It seemed like everywhere you went, you were paying for something, Pete.
December the 15th, DAZN returns, of course, with Canelo. Canelo, the prize of the network, of course, of the app, per se. And, of course, they snatched him away from HBO Boxing, and of course everybody wanted a piece of Canelo. Canelo was the king of pay-per-view, but with Canelo signing with DAZN, does that signify the end of pay-per-view?
I don't know. We got the one coming up, the aforementioned that you spoke about, with Adrian Broner and Pacquiao, which I'm really looking forward to. But I'm sorry, Pete, go ahead.
I mean, in the long run.
I hope so. I think it should. I think it should negate it. Especially if a lot of things go streaming. Showtime will always, as long as Showtime's in existence, they'll have the occasional one. I think if Showtime does one a year, maybe two, it's acceptable. I don't like two in the span of 2 months. That's a little ridiculous. Now we're talking like UFC. When UFC has a pay-per-view like every month, which I think is absurd. Remember, they at one point in time, UFC was doing two a month. And I'm like, dude, what are you trying? It's like to be a combat sports fan at one point in time, it was like a $400 docking every single month. I think at the end of the day, though, pay-per-view will exist as long as, every once in a while there's a market for a superstar-type fight.
Johnny, when they went nuts on the pay-per-view early in 1991 with the invention of TVKO, the HBO arm that was pay-per-view, and things like that, people went to the hot box. I don't know if you remember the hot box. It was a cable box that you got, and it was all it was all decoded. And everything came through clear. Remember that one?
I heard about this thing, but, I don't think
you never
I ever
saw
used
one?
Wow. I'm messing around, brother. Of course I know what that is.
Okay, yeah. Here's a good one. I called Steve Albert one night. Steve Albert, when he was working for Showtime, he was the voice of Showtime Boxing. And we're talking on blah, blah, blah. And he's watching two fights, and they're both on pay-per-view at the same time, right? So I said to him, How much that costing you? And he said, nothing, blah, 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 blah. And basically, I got him to admit on the air almost that he was using a black box.
That's amazing, man. But nowadays, of course, we have other outlets, Front Row and First Row Sports. Not that I even, babble in that, but,
What was that website you just brought up that could possibly show fights on?
Front Row Sports and First Row Sports.
Dot
I
EU.
Heard this, though. I never. Dot EU.
And the way they could, the reason why they could pull this off is it is .eu, right? It's not US.
That's right.
Well, more power to the internet. You know, the internet does have some good things, but I told you, and people laugh when I say this, but the reason why streaming is so good on the internet is that the porn people invested the money in the streaming. They're the ones that got it together first.
I could not agree more, brother. 100%.
Okay. Let's go back to zone. December the 15th, Madison Square Garden. Canelo Alvarez, of course, once beaten, like 50-1, something like that. Anyway, taking on the once beaten Rocky. Is Rocky a stiff? Rocky Fields. Is he a stiff?
He's a big dude. He lost to Callum Smith in one round, I believe it was, by way of knockout. Callum Smith just won the World Boxing Super Series at 168. I don't know much about Rocky. I know about that loss. I think that Canelo handles him, you know, rather easily. It's a little bit of a test for Canelo. Obviously, he's going up to 168, and I don't know if he stays there. It's a very interesting move. I think it's a title grab, even though, like, I think they're billing it as a regular super middleweight. Whenever we're discussing WBA and their terms and titles, it's just ridiculous. But at the end of the day, he gets a title out of it. He moves up a weight class, and, you know, so I guess he gets a little bit of accolade for that sort of thing. But moving forward, I'm interested in seeing what Canelo's next move is, as everyone else is, and seeing where Triple G goes, because I'm hearing rumors, heavy, heavy, heavy rumors, that he's going to end up on DAZN, which makes sense because DAZN right now has the middleweight division. If you look there, Danny Jacobs is there, right? There's a couple guys there that he could fight, like Andrade and whatnot. Billy Joe Saunders, if he ever gets his head straight. Dave Lemieux's also there, you know. So we see what we get, you know, in terms of where Triple G goes. But it's an interesting time right now for the middleweight division and DAZN, for sure.
Looks like Larry Merchant says he thinks Lemieux is next. Jeff Horn, junior welterweight at one point in time, annihilated Anthony Mundine at like 160 pounds. Mundine, 43 years old, 96 seconds. This fight drew a lot of attention down under in Australia, New Zealand, and made a lot of money.
Yes, it did. It was a short night, too. 93 seconds. And that card, I looked at it on ESPN+. Plus. I didn't watch the whole thing. I fast-forward to the main event, okay? But when I fast-forward through it, I'm like, wow, this thing was 4 hours long. So the audience in attendance, like all those people that were there, you know, thousands of people, waited 4 hours to see a guy get knocked out in 93 seconds. Yikes.
Hey, I was there for the Tyson Spinks fight. I was focusing in my binoculars, man, and it looked to me like Mike Tyson hit him on the shoulder. And all of a sudden, Mike Spinks is down and the fight's over. I'm saying to myself, once and for all? No, once and I'll fall.
Yeah, man. You know, that was a heck of a thing. I remember watching that with my father, and I was just so impressed with how just chaotic that whole event was, and just, you know, the way the stadium erupted when Mike Tyson, you know, would just knock guys out violently in such a short amount of time. You know, it wasn't even a matter of who's going to win the fight. It was like, how quick is Mike going to do it? That's how it was in the 80s with Mike Tyson. When's he going to get him out of there? How fast, you know?
Michael Spinks' late promoter, of course, who out of St. Louis, Butch Lewis. Butch Lewis went over to see Tyson wrap up his hands, right? So Tyson wraps up his hands, and he punches a hole in the wall, and you can see the outside. You can see the out. You hear what I'm trying to say?
I mean, whoa!
Okay, so, dude. And you think Butch Lewis went back and told Spinks that? I went over and saw Tyson. He punched a hole in a concrete wall. Yeah, okay. Probably didn't
right.
tell him that. But let's go back to Canelo and Rocky Fielding, all right? This is the zone's, like, big purchase. They spent $370 million on Canelo. This is a showcase fight, I think, at 168 pounds, because I look at Fielding's resume, I look at his build, and I look at the fact that his style is sort of like Lummox-like. I don't know. It's not all that proficient. But here I am knocking a guy that's only lost one fight, and that be it to a world-class fighter as well. Still, you got to go with, I don't know. When you look at Horn now, let's go back to Horn just for a second. Jeff Horn, of course,
yeah.
guy that beat Manny Pacquiao. He's really a junior welter or a welter. Which one?
I'm going to say junior welter. I think maybe at 140 he'd be better. He is campaigning. This was a catchweight fight, I believe, over 147 pounds. But, I mean, if you're fighting a guy at 43 years old, I'd fight him at any weight because I would feel like I could beat the guy's ass. You know, so I think that Jeff Horn, realistically, I don't see him being a 147-pound guy. I think he could go to 140, but here's what's up, man. You got a lot of guys there. Maurice Hooker, we just saw, just be sensational in that great fight. Yikes. Regis Prograis there. You know, there's guys here, man. You know, Victor Postol, believe it or not, he's still there, and he's a name that, you know, could give some guys trouble on any given night. Alex Salcido, same guy. Antonio Arasto. So we see what we get from Jeff Horn moving forward.
You know, Hooker's reach, I mean, yikes. Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. It's just, you know, people don't realize it, man. Fighting a guy with that kind of reach is just, it's incredible because people say to you, oh, well, you know, you get inside. Well, how do you get inside? You got to work your way inside. You've got to double punch, double jab, and maybe throw a right hand just to get close enough to walk him.
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there. The double or even the triple jab, which I was always a fan of. My trainer in the amateur showed me how to throw an effective triple jab, especially put the snap on the last one. Like the first one's kind of just out there to kind of offset the opponent. The second one comes in, hopefully lands. You crank that last one and follow with a right hand. That triple jab is a beautiful, beautiful weapon. You know, that it's the only way to really get inside on a bigger fighter. Now, I fought at 139 pounds predominantly as an amateur, right? And I'm only 5'8". So most of the guys that I fought were always a little bit bigger than me, believe it or not, even at that weight class, because I'm not a tall guy. So I always had to learn how to get in on the inside. As I didn't have great foot movement, I had to get on the inside and work off the jab and then go to the body and the head and, you know, try to handle my business.
Okay, real quick now, Superman got hit with kryptonite last night?
Oh, man. You know, that was a good fight, dude. And Alexander Gvozdik improves to 16-0 with 13 whacks, KOing Adonis Stevenson, who now falls to 29-2-1, 24 KOs for the WBC 175-pound light heavyweight belt. I tell you what, good fight. I mean, at times Stevenson was doing his thing. You know, he's tough, his awkward style, you know, and at times he actually hurt Gvozdik. But Gvozdik, I think, had a little bit more in the gas tank. You know, he's with Teddy Atlas now, so Teddy's trying to train him how to be a fireman, as, you know, Teddy Atlas would said famously against in the corner with Timothy Bradley. But moving forward, if Elider Alvarez is going to take on, in the future, Kovalev on ESPN in a rematch, right? If Alvarez gets past Gvozdik, I would like to see the two of them dance. Now, on that undercard, finally give me a washed-up slop fest with Alvarez and Stevenson. I'm sorry, rather, Kovalev and Stevenson on the undercard.
Wow. You know, Kovalev, of course, having lost and lost decisively, you know, he's one of those guys that I think once his armor has been pierced, he's done as far as Sergio Kovalev is concerned. I think Andre Ward did that. Now, real quick, we're talking about apps right now. What apps should a boxing fan have? More than one, two, three? I mean, we have ESPN. Talk to me about the apps.
DAZN and ESPN Plus are the two premier apps. ESPN Plus at $4.95 monthly, and then DAZN at $9.95. For $15, you're pretty much guaranteed, $15 a month, you're guaranteed a fight card from either or both every weekend. Dude, it's insane. If you were paying $15 for HBO, and you were only getting one a month, if that, if you were lucky. I mean, make the investment if you're a fight fan. You need these apps.
Quote Larry Merchant, more boxing than you can stand.
That's what's up.
Johnny Signorella, have a hell of a week. Say hello to the old lady, man. You just kick ass, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday. Thank you, Pedro, and the Sports Byline.
You are tuning to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it. 53 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Unbelievable.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow, the new Tower of Power, baby, on the soul side of town. They're rocking and rolling 50 years of funk. Check them out, towerofpower.com. The new album is in the stores and online. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years, of course, telling it like it is in the world of boxing and MMA. Want to thank my co-host, my guy that rocked and rolled today, of course, Johnny Sigg, Deontay Wilder. Can I say Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury both acquitted themselves last night. They were gentlemen post-fight. I got to tip my hat to both men. And, of course, the Godfather Larry Merchant. What can I say, man? Mr. Hall of Fame. I'm glad HBO is going to bring him back, supposedly, for this 10-minute slot or whatever it's going to be next week on their final show. Because, believe me, HBO boxing sort of started to falter. I'm stuttering a little bit here. But it started to falter when Larry Merchant left in 2013 when they told him it was time to go. Well, guess what? HBO was circling the drain at that point in time, and now it's flushed down. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know, you could be doing a million things right now in the entire world. Sorry, a million things. The fact that you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because as I said, you can be doing a million things, but you listen to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And get this. Get this, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. The reason why I bring that up is I get a lot of email from Hawaii. Straight up, that's right, 8 a.m. Honolulu, 11 a.m. San Francisco, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, of course, in New York City. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of radio existence, often imitated but never duplicated, produced by the world's greatest producer, the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. And yes, I left my heart in Panama. You're tuned to Ring Talk.